welcome, and thank you for joining us. We're off and running now. A couple of technical glitches, but we are rolling. So thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. And if you'd like to join us live today, we'd love to have you. It's 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. You know, we talked about it last week. And I don't want to talk about the exact same thing, right? But let me just go with me. I can't remind myself enough every day. If somehow some news gets in, I just cringe. Because it seems clear to me we're going the wrong way as a country. The nation is so divided, and it's getting worse. We got social media that is banning any kind of free speech, unless it comes from the left. They call it hate or whatever, or inciting violence. Of course, mullahs telling people to cut off the head of Israel isn't actually inciting violence. But Donald Trump is. And people that support him need to be outed and crushed and killed. It's not our country. And I don't believe it will be in the long run. But I have to remind myself all the time, multiple times every day, that I don't want to think about this in terms of investing at all. Emotions have no part in investing. They don't. No part. You shouldn't have emotions in any kind of deep thinking, straight up. Of course, I'm worried about inflation coming. We'll talk about that in the second hour. Printing money is not okay. Endlessly printing. Don't miss an opportunity, right? Don't miss a crisis. So they're going to print, throw money at the states, bail them out. Nothing changes. Buy votes with the labor unions. Don't fix education. I get it. It's all messed up. But it doesn't mean anything to how many iPhones Apple will sell this year. None. If anything, they'll sell more. In the short term. Is this a great long-term idea? Of course not. It's bad for us. Bad to go into debt. Bad for future generations to pay it off. Oh, are they ever going to pay it off? It doesn't matter. It means it comes out of what they could spend. Either way, pay it off, don't pay it off. It can't be spent in the future if it's spent now. So I get it. But because I have to, I can hardly imagine how difficult it is for the average person to wrap their mind around a soaring stock market and a really failing country. It's hard. I don't know. I don't know how to tell you to just make that go away, but you have to. We all do. You know, I talk to people every day that want to try to figure out what the market's going to do. I don't know why. Honestly, I don't know why that question is asked. I mean, it's kind of like I could work with somebody for 20 years that totally gets we don't, or understands, at least when I say it, I don't know what the market's going to do. And that's not what we're doing. I know it's going to go to all-time highs. And in between, it's going to have corrections, but timing of all that is impossible. And yet people still do it. I had a discussion last night with a longtime friend. And he just is terrified. Now, I understand he's Iranian, and it just... He came from a wealthy family when the Shah was there, right? You know what happened to them. They lost everything. Came here. He's done well. But when your world, your currency, and everything else is taken from you, things are different. You feel different. But here in America, we've been able to trust the dollar and rule of law to a degree. To give us stability. And as we were discussing it and talking about how easy it is to invest in the great corporations of the world today, that honestly, you don't have to know anything. You literally don't have to know anything to be able to do it. And it's free. You can buy the SPY for zero. Literally, I mean, it's not even a ticket anymore. No ticket charge. No commission. Just, boom. I own the great corporations of the world. All kinds of ways to do it and not have to know anything to operate the business. And historically, since 1926, just a few years, has averaged 10% a year. And really, his point there is that I don't know, you know. I like real estate. I know. Why? Because you can see it and touch it and understand it. It doesn't do better. It does far worse. But comfort's comfort. But when we're talking about the great corporations of the world that can recreate themselves, change directions, deal in multiple countries with different governments, I think they can deal with this one too. We don't have to like what's going on. At all, and we should fight the good fight. It's not that. It's not give up. But we can't let it affect us. Imagine all the people. You don't have to imagine, you know it. All the people that hate Donald Trump, and he's elected, and they're so sure the market's going to tank, and we have the greatest economy ever. And they miss it. It's incredible what we can miss when we think about our politics. We think about our emotions rather than just thinking, leaving alone. Let me tell you one more thing. Part of my discussion last night. I know a guy who talks about stop losses, right? Because it sounds really great. Doesn't it sound great? I don't want any more losses. It stops, just ends. It's over, out, right? There's lots of reasons, and maybe we'll go into that in the next hour, that it doesn't work. But let me tell you the main reason it can't work. I said, do you know why Apple has roughly gone up 20-fold since they invented the iPhone? Not from the low when they were in bankruptcy. The iPhone came out. You already knew the company was going to be great. You knew it. 20-fold. How many times do you think we've had a 10 or 20% correction. You tell me how many times you've been stopped out. It's gone. You don't own it. You don't have a 20 bagger. You have a nothing. You don't own it. We've got to own companies, not trade them. There isn't a magic. Well, if we lose a certain amount, is it just going to cut? No, that's not how it works. I'm sorry, not how it works. I'll talk a little bit more about that because there is so much talk out there of, you know, stop losses and all those things, and they don't work. They don't work. We need to own these great companies. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phones. Jim, how are you today?
Dave, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. It seems to me that you're saying that you would sell your morals more or less for a buck if Apple makes money. If they're going to be, if you would sell the right to freedom of speech for a buck if Apple does well. That is the problem with investing. You know, as,
well, I don't think
like
that's
you're saying,
true at
all, as long as they make money, who gives a damn?
Well, from an investment perspective, correct. I didn't say don't fight the good fight. I didn't say we need to push against the progressives taking over the media.
How about protesting by not buying the stock of the Apple phone?
I said that it would not matter to Apple who's the president. Doesn't make any difference. Now, it may matter to them as a person, as it matters to me as a person. But from the standpoint of deciding that the market has to tank because I don't like and I think the direction of this country is dead wrong, is wrong. The market's doing fine, and it will do fine. They're two different things.
So we're all happy and whatever, Dave. Frustrating. I mean, you know, you say you want freedom of speech, you want whatever the hell, but as long as the market is doing well and things are basically rosy.
No, I didn't say that at all. What I said was do not let your investments be governed by your emotions. I don't like what's going on. I think I've made that very clear.
But
clear. I can't think of how clearer I could make that I don't like the direction of the country. In fact, I believe I opened this program and open every program lately with that. The country is going in the wrong direction, Jim. It doesn't mean I should sell my stocks and buy gold. It absolutely doesn't mean that. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we're going the right direction, and I can't wait to watch Apple continue to ban parlor apps, and I can't wait for Amazon to shut it down and make sure there's no free speech. This is dead wrong. What I'm saying is it does not matter to Apple who the president is, how many iPhones are going to sell this year. Wouldn't have changed.
It may not
Trump
matter to Apple, Dave, but it could matter to you.
It does matter to me, Jim. That's a whole different ballgame. You call up Kevin on Monday and you tell him how you feel about what's going on in this country because that's what people do. But when we're talking about our emotions in the market, so you're saying you should sell all your stocks. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying about emotions like, God forbid, I should sell because it's going to go down. I'm saying I should sell because I don't believe in what they're doing.
Well, you most certainly can, Jim, and that's really not the point of that, is to pick different companies to sell because you don't like what's going on. I'm talking about the market in general. That's what I'm talking about. Jim, you hear the music. We're out, and thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And we will be back, obviously, for a good bit more in the second hour. We'll talk about this. We're going to talk about COVID, vaccine, a lot going on out there in the world. All right, thank you for joining us. We'll be back after Fox News, top of the hour. Thanks again for tuning in. It's 580. Okay, ideal. Good morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's dave@petsofinancial.net. You know, first of all, as we always say, these are my opinions only. I may talk about a stock like Apple, we just did. It has nothing to do with whether you should own it or not. These are examples, and what you should buy and sell is as far from investment advice as you can get. It's stupid. Literally off the rails stupid. I'm not kidding. People liking companies or not liking companies is absurd. It needs to fit your objective, what you're trying to do, and to sit around chasing it, again, leads you further from the truth. What we want to do is we want to own great and as Jim pointed out, we don't necessarily agree with their politics or what it is that they do. It doesn't matter. If you don't want to own them, don't. That's fine. A lot of people don't want to own Chevron because it's an oil company. Some people don't want to own Altria because it's tobacco. Constellation Brands because it's a liquor company. That's fine. But understand this. These companies don't care. It doesn't make any difference to them at all. They're not raising money by you buying their stock. You buy it from another investor, not from the company. It raises nothing for the company. Nothing. So just be aware of that. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have principles. I think they should. I think that's one of the things that's wrong with this country. But when we talk about it and think about it, if it doesn't make any difference what I own to the company itself, then I can pretend that I'm doing something and maybe I feel better about myself, but I'm not. We have to separate two things because they're not even close. Our emotions of what's wrong in this country are correct, valid, sincere, heartfelt. We're on the wrong track. And long term, this is not good for our country. It might even be devastating for our country. I also know that we've come here before. And we've come back, and that's what this country does. We swing left, we swing right. Most people are somewhere in the middle. Is this really still a center-right country? I think so. It's a different fight than owning companies. And I know it doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's being ripped away and it's upside down. It's an upside down world that makes it very difficult to have clarity of thought, clarity of investment, what you're doing. When your country itself, you don't recognize. When you don't see fairness at all. If you have an opinion from the right, you're shouted down. An opinion from the left can be as Looney Tunes as can be, and they won't even investigate. They ban people on the right. It's frightening. It's frightening. And there are cases, and I want to give you one. Do I think you should own Twitter? No. Not because you're making some kind of political statement, but they're begging to be destroyed, begging to. They're asking people, please, 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 our opinions matter more to us than running the company correctly and fairly. And therefore, more competitors, highly financed, are coming. That's arrogance. I don't want to own an arrogant company. I don't want my companies to make political statements from the right or the left. Run a business. You're so arrogant, you think that you are going to bring all kinds of justice to the world. I would say to that, morons. Absolute morons. That's how self-centered, self-important they are. They think they are. I don't want to own that. I don't want to own that because I think they're going down. Not today, but sometime. You can't be censoring and be a social media company. You can't. They don't work together. Somebody's going to come out with a free speech platform and destroy them. I don't want to own them because of that. Not because my emotions get angry. I'm so fussed up. I'm so angry. I am. So are you. Has nothing to do with investing. I promised we'd talk a little bit about stop losses because it comes up a lot. There's two things I want to talk about with investing. I know it sounds really basic, but I want to talk about these two things and hit the point. You know, you hear about people and you hear about different things, products or systems, if you will, for trying not to lose money. Like, we're going to stop you out. And this preys on a couple of things. It sounds really fantastic. You know, you've heard it like, well, we're hedging our bets. You hear Wall Street types, you know, really talking about that. We're really worried about the market, so we're hedging, you know. Like that's free. That's easy. And, you know, if only you knew how to do that, you would never have losses. And you can do that. It's really pretty easy, and you can make sure you never have any gain. You can hedge off any gain. It's really important to understand in investing what a loss is and what a gain is, right? I mean, there's so much emotion in this. We talk about it all the time, not just because of the election. There's emotions all the time. Oh, I'm just not very comfortable in the market. My daddy, my granddad said, never buy stocks, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. I know. I get it. You have been, since a child, financially destroyed because you can't invest. It doesn't make it right because you have certain feelings. Emotions, like I feel more comfortable doing this. What doesn't make it right? I feel a whole lot more comfortable just doing whatever the heck I want to. But there are consequences to that. You don't get to just go willy-nilly and do things. And when we don't think about it with investing, we'd run into the same problems. This makes me nervous. I'm going to lose money. No, you're not going to lose money. You will if you go buy an individual company. You could, because they go bankrupt. The whole market doesn't. Never has. Has gone up more than anything else. There's nothing required of you except to get rich and to sit on your hands. You literally can't go help the company or the market. It's the easiest thing in the whole wide world. It really, truly is. But you hear it all the time, but I'm afraid of the losses. I'm afraid I'm going to put it in, and then I'm immediately going to lose. You will if you sell. If you go in and it goes down and you sell, you will take a temporary loss and make it permanent. That's exactly what's going to happen, and it's going to happen all your life. So get over it. And when we think about that, it's a really hard concept, right? It's really tough. It's really tough. To say, no, just get over it. Don't do that. Really tough. I know. But we have to. And then we come, and what that does is it creates this whole mechanism of garbage. of you get your market returns with no risk. That's a lie. I mean, it's not a misstatement. It's a lie. You don't get market returns. Not even close. I wouldn't even call it some of them when you're capped at 2%. 2% gain, excuse me. 2% gain. But you don't lose, and you can't win. Doesn't make any sense. None. But we fall for those things. And then we also look for systems that would be like, well, do you believe in stop losses? Okay, that sounds great. Like if it goes down 20% or 10%, you get out. You get out. And then you don't own those companies. So when we have the pandemic, you don't own your Microsoft anymore. You sold it, you know, back at 150. It's 230 today. You know, you don't want to write it down. You want to stop out. It sounds good. Stop losses. Deadly dangerous. You can't own great companies. They fluctuate temporarily. And it's such an important thing for us to understand. If we don't own them and just say, by golly, I don't care if it goes down 10% or 20%, that happens all the time when you own stocks. They do it all the time on their way to all-time highs. And putting them up is, again, this false sense of security that you aren't going to lose. And I've had this discussion, not this year, not just last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It rotates and goes away, comes back and goes away because it sounds so enticing. Doesn't it? We limit the losses. Oh, okay. That's great. So we believe that as soon as it goes down 10%, you need to get out. And when do you get back in? Crickets. Nothing. Who knows? When would you get back in? When would you get back in? It's extraordinarily difficult when you think you're going to be able to trade. And you can't. All right, let's go and grab a quick call here before the break. Hawkins, are you there?
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, good, good, good.
I got a question here. I'm looking for a possible bank locally here that may have either a sister or a parent bank outside of the country, considering the current political changes. And because I want to be able to transfer funds from U.S. currency outside the U.S. to a foreign currency in that bank. I don't know if that's possible. And then it's my understanding you handle annuities as well as index. So I'm wondering what could you do for me?
Yeah. No, excuse me. I don't know. I got a catch in my throat here. Hey, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'll answer your call, answer your question. I got to get my voice back here. And we're going to take a break, and I'll go ahead and answer your question, okay? Can you hear us out there?
One last thing for you to think about before you answer. As far as currently, I'm banking outside the country to the north here, and my funds are in a foreign currency. So just something for you to think about.
The foreign currency.
Yeah. I'll,
yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Okay, Hawkins, take care. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah. Hopefully I'll get my voice back on the other side. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome. Hey, thank you for joining us. Yeah, I don't know. I think I just got a dust ball or something right in my throat, so I have no idea. So thank you. I'm sorry about that. Things happen. Okay, so let's go back to the question here. What about international banking, currencies, things like that? With everything happening in this country, basically, again, to paraphrase, dollar is going to collapse. I want foreign currency. Okay? All right, fair enough. Our country's on the wrong track. We're just printing money. You know, why not why just 2 trillion? Why not 10? Okay? It's coming. That'll be the next whatever stimulus crisis package, something. We can't do that. And it will weaken the dollar further. It'll weaken our country. I get that. But playing currencies, number one, don't do it. It's very dangerous. And rarely are people right. Okay? It's very difficult. But here's the problem. You can do it, but you need to do it on an exchange using exchange-traded funds. You can obviously buy and sell dollars, euros, whatever it is you want to own, or short, meaning you're betting it's going to go down. Now, the reason you have so much trouble is that the United States does not want you taking your money overseas. They want to tax it. They want it here. And you can't take it somewhere else. That's why you have a rule that says you can only put you can only take $10,000 overseas at a time. So you can't move it. The second part of that is, of course, international banking. Yeah, you can open up a bank account somewhere else, in France or whatever, London, if they'll do it. And I assume that most countries will. But as far as transporting your money over there, you can't do that. So you'll have to own it here in the U.S. And then you can certainly have them exchange it into euros or what have you. So if you're really looking to have another currency, I would simply go to one of the major banks, a J.P. Morgan. Goldman Sachs can do it and does it all day long, right? They don't have a local branch for you, but J.P. Morgan does. You can certainly do that. Any of the major banks, before you go to Europe, you can certainly go get euros, right? So you could do that too. But you're going to have to own it in the U.S. There's also banking laws, and if you will, it's because you don't want people laundering money for drugs and things like that by sending it overseas and so on. So there's a number of reasons why, but the overriding is they want to tax it. They're not going to let you take it overseas. So go talk to your big banks. They may have an alternative for you, but it's not along the lines that I think you're wanting to do. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Our number is 580-543-6580-KIDO. And I did want to talk about 401k options here. Mike, thank you for the email. Dave, what are your thoughts on some new offerings in 401k plans, specifically hedge funds and annuities? What a great question. I mean, it really is. And some of these things I think we have to be careful of. Hedge funds in particular, really a great idea. Doesn't sound great. We're going to hedge. We're going to go a little long, a little short. So we make money in both markets up and down. And of course, that's not true. And hedge funds blow up a lot. I've been doing this for 40 years, and there isn't magic. It's not magic. You know, I don't have all the answers. I'm still learning literally every day. I really am. You never get it. But what I know is the great investors, John Templeton, et cetera, Warren Buffett, they buy and own great corporations. Oh, that's the other one. That's the other great lie, right? Warren Buffett says the rule is never lose money. Right. Okay, good. Yeah, you never lose money. When we say things like that, it's beyond dumb. Obviously, he's had stocks that didn't work, and they sell them and move on. How's his Wells Fargo been working? You know what I mean. You can't not lose money, meaning things temporarily go down, on your way to obviously being probably the greatest investor of our lifetime. He's amazing. Corporations don't always work out the way we want them to. And we have to bear that in mind. So when we're looking at, quotes, hedge funds and things like that, they're very expensive. They don't really work over the long term. And states like California have actually started to minimize, not that they do anything right. Harvard got rid of all of their hedge funds. I think all of them. Because it was this trend, and then it doesn't work. So I think I would avoid those. I really would. I think they're just another gimmick, right? Like it's going to be great. Now let's swing over to annuities, because this is very interesting, okay? Annuities, of course, to pay out a lifetime of income for folks that, you know, really want a guarantee. I wouldn't do it at this time. Interest rates are too low, and annuities can't work. They just can't. I'm not going to go into that now. I don't want to be the guy that screams and yells about equity index annuities every week. You can't own them. So right now, no. But it's an interesting alternative when rates go higher, and you're talking about in the 401k, so there isn't a commission of 10% tagged on, which would reduce, obviously, your payouts by a lot when you're losing 10% to commissions. So there's not that. They're built in to just draw a lifetime of income. So for people that need that, or it fits their circumstances, say they have no heirs and things like that, I don't like them because your flexibility is gone. You should do them. But I am saying sometime when interest rates are higher and the deals are better is a possibility that they could be there. I don't mind them being in the 401k as an option for payouts when people retire. Obviously, I don't think they work for investing. There's no point of them, right? Not in today's interest rate world. They don't make any sense. But for payouts for retirees in some circumstances, I think it's great because, again, we're getting away from the sales, the con jobs, right? Where people are pushed into products that won't work at very, very high commissions because they are complex. In the 401k, straightforward. You want to take this pile of money, turn it into income for life, a very real possibility in the right circumstances. Doing it without commissions and sales pressure makes sense. So I like that part. I don't like the hedge fund part. And Mike, that was a great question. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, we got to take a quick break here at 580-KIDO for Fox News. And when we come back, give us a call. We'll be right back. Hello and good morning again. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. If you have any comments or questions during the week, you want to catch a podcast, you want to go over and look at one of our Zoom meetings out there, we have all of that. Our website is PetsoFinancial.com. We're also out there on YouTube now. So YouTube, Petso Financial, we've got some interesting, I think, videos for you out there as well. So hopefully you'll enjoy those. All right, and we'd love to hear any comments from you. Let's go to Pro-Life. Pro-Life, thank you for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know, you were talking to Jim in the last hour, and his point is really effective in one way. I mean, you know, we've gone on for many, many decades, 100 years, you know, with the stock market always going up generally, and it does, you know, like 10% a year that you say. But here's the problem. You know, ancient Rome or Greece or the Incas or the Aztecs or the Persians or whatever, those civilizations got so corrupt that they went away. So then, say if there was some kind of investment in their so-called stock market, they didn't have that kind of a thing, but there can come a time when we'll lose it all. because we've become so corrupt. And so I'm saying that Jim has a good point, that if we as individuals, we never participate in something that's corrupt, but that it takes the majority of the people doing that to create a, to keep a civilization from going under. And we may be getting close as a world to going under. That's all I'm saying. And of course, the stock market will keep going up until it all goes away. So you don't have to comment if you don't want to.
No, Pro-Life, it's valid. It's a valid point. I don't think that our world is on the right track. I've said for a long time that everything is backwards. It's an upside down world. What's good is bad and bad is good. And we're not allowed to actually say that this is a bad thing, that this happening over here is you're shouted down. So I get it. We're as a world in the wrong track. I don't know. It's not my thing. That would be God's thing. Okay. So he's going to decide when we're done, not me. And in the meantime, I don't want my emotions getting in the way of my investing, because if we're talking about the country melting down, what am I going to do about that? What am I going to own? I'm going to need guns, and I'm going to need ammunition and food. And I need guns because people are going to come for my food. So if we have that kind of a meltdown, we cannot manage money around that. And so I understand the concern, and I do. I really do. And I don't disagree. And it makes my heart hurt. It really does. But when we're talking about this, the important thing is to understand that Pfizer is still going to pay a dividend. They really are. All right, Pro-Life, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. And I'll be darned if I can. I'm just going to have to say, I'm not sure who's up to bat next. Is it, it's Tommy. It's Terry. Terry's next. Sorry.
Hello, Professor.
Terry, hey, Terry, how are you? I'm sorry.
I don't know who I am either most of the time, so.
Well, I'm glad to know somebody else lives in that world with me.
Hey, a lot of thought-provoking stuff here, but excuse me, I got coughing up, too. I've never heard you choked up before like that, so. But
it's funny, you'd be talking along and then all of a sudden what in the world happened? It's like I swallowed sand. It was weird. But anyway,
well, you were talking sacrilege against the powers that be, and they said to watch this. And
yes, yeah. There you go.
Anyway, go back to what Jim was getting at too. I have another take on that. I've always once I had enough money to buy a round of drinks at the club, ring the bell, I've always thought that you take money from wherever you can get it, a company and that you don't approve of or whatever, and donate it to their opposite party. Jiu-jitsu, you take your opponent's effort and use them for your benefit.
Correct. Exactly.
So you take that ounce of your money and give it to the Cancer Society or whoever.
Exactly. Exactly. That's true, because it doesn't matter if you own Altria or not. They haven't raised money since the 1950s, right? They get their money for advertising and everything else from their day-to-day operations. It has no effect on them, you owning it or not. And then, like you said, take those dividends and fire them into a stop smoking campaign, right?
Yep.
So good point. Yep.
And did absolutely. I hear you use the F word earlier? Fair?
The F word. Fair.
Yeah, fair? Whoever promised anybody fair that you could believe?
Yeah, you know, that is a fair point you make there too. I you're right. It isn't fair. I think that I think what I'm driving at.
Yeah.
It's just a sad thing when a message can't be said and people are shouted down because they don't want to hear anything about Donald Trump or anything conservative viewpoint. It's all progressive all the time, and that is a difficult environment for us to move forward. It's very, very difficult when the press is so incredibly biased, and it's frightening.
Well,
I don't think they realize, you know, when they look at this, this is exactly what happened in Germany. It's exactly what happened in the Soviet Union, Cuba, et cetera. You control the media and control thought. You don't have an open society anymore.
Yep. Go back, read 1984 again. But and I'm the mm-hmm. weird guy that comes out of Winco or wherever and takes my compliance garment off and takes a deep breath because I've been breathing shallow all along. And I figure I might as well use that breath, so I just shout freedom at the top of my lungs. And
good.
Get all those stern looks of disapproval, but I have fun with it, so.
Good, good. All right, you. Thank you for your call, Terry.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work and keep having fun.
All right, we'll do it. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye now. Let's go ahead and go, you know what, we got, let's go to Tommy. She's been holding for a long time. Tommy, go ahead, please. Is it Tommy or Tammy?
Tommy. Hello.
Tommy. All right. Well, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is probably a little out of line with the topic that's been going on, but I am curious what your feelings are on Bitcoin as the value of the dollar continues to decline.
Yeah, good question. I don't know what to do with Bitcoin, okay? It's something that so many different people don't realize how many cyber currencies there are out there and how many have come and gone. Bitcoin is stuck around. It's just the original, and I don't really know how to value it, so I don't own it. There is no currency, so to speak, because, you know, they say it's a currency. I got it. Okay, fine. Based on what? We don't know how much of it there is
right.
out there. They mine it. We don't know how much there is. You say, well, it's not a fiat currency. It's a real deal. Based on what? You know, and if you go to the store and you realize that it's worth 10% more or less than when you parked your car, that's how volatile it is. It's not a currency.
Yeah.
We can't use it because it moves around too much. And so what purpose is it other than I get the technology. It's unbelievable. It's really great. But as I only half jokingly say, well, what about Petcoin? It's my new coin. Why don't you use that instead? And, because there are so many of them out there. JP Morgan's going to have one. Goldman Sachs has one. And I don't know why or what they're doing. And I need to find out more about them. But
yeah,
it
just seems like the economy is getting to a point where it's going to be so unstable that that Bitcoin, I don't know.
I understand, but for me, I would have to go to a more traditional type, which to me would be gold rather than something that is, I don't know anything about. I mean, I just don't know who's going to embrace it other than drug dealers and, you know, who are laundering money around the world because it's private. I don't know what value it has. So I just have a difficult time with it. I'm not saying no. I'm not
right.
saying, it's just a silly idea. I'm just saying I don't know why Bitcoin over Petcoin, over anything else, and why that has intrinsic value, but the other ones don't. It just doesn't fly to me. So to me, if I was trying to hedge that kind of catastrophe, I would do it in a traditional way, which is gold.
Okay, right. Pardon me?
I'm certainly not recommending that. You know, I don't think people should be abandoning and bailing into fear, which is what that is. We have to see how things go out, and I agree. I don't think we're on the right track, and hopefully we'll get on the right track. I'm not saying we are doing everything right, so own stocks. I'm saying we're doing almost nothing right, so own stocks, okay?
Okay, but you wouldn't – are there any agencies, like, locally that deal with Bitcoin, or is it basically you just have to go online yourself?
No, I'd go online and check it out. I'm sure there's some locally that you could buy and sell, but it is an online thing. I don't think you actually just take coins. There might be some out there, but by and large, people hold them in vaults and trade them.
Oh, right, right. I'm just wondering, there's no financial groups that you know of that set up Bitcoin accounts, though, correct?
No, but there are. I know there are. I just don't know their names. I mean, I know there are some in town. I know Kevin's mentioned there's on his program, I think he's had people on that have talked about Bitcoin that do it here locally. So you can. I think there's even a vending machine or something around here that you can actually buy Bitcoin on the vending machine. But I would just look online and say local vendors or whatever and go talk to them if you choose. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your opinion on that. Thank you very much.
You got it. You have a great day. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye now. And Boise Tech Mall is the place. Kevin just texted me and let me know. Boise Tech Mall is a place that has Bitcoin. All right. We got to take our final break. When we come back, 580-KIDO, Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome. Thank you again for joining us. All right, let's go quickly to the phones. I believe we have Bill in Fruitland. Bill, go ahead, please.
Well, hi, Dave. First of all, I'd like to thank you in advance. This is my second call in 30 years, and we're still out here. So my question is, my wife is getting ready to retire in the next, probably 6 months or so. Over the past 6 months, we've been taking her TSP, and we've basically gotten 100% into fixed income, wanting to make sure that we knew exactly what she had. So when she retires, my question is, we obviously want to get more exposure back to stocks. Is that a dollar cost average scenario, or would you recommend just one time full meal deal, get into back to where we were?
Yeah, that's a tough one. It is a tough one. I think from a, if you will, an emotional level, you're just going to feel so terrible if you drop it in and the market has a certain to occur over and over again all the days of our life, market correction, it happens right after, and you have to assume it will, that you're just going to feel terrible. And so I think from a psychological perspective, the answer is, yeah, dollar cost average in when you're sitting at all-time highs like we are, okay? You can also, you don't have to necessarily dollar cost average. You can always say, hey, on any dips, if we get a 5% dip, I'll go in, all those things. You can kind of, say, I want to do it over the next 6 months, but if I get a dip, I'll put more in or something like that. The reality is this, though. You're going to be positioning it for income. Do I want to own Pfizer and stocks like that that have, I'm not telling you to go buy Pfizer. I'm just saying it's a big pharmaceutical company that undoubtedly is going to outlive me, is paying almost a 4% dividend. Do I want that, or do I want to sit in a fixed account earning one or less? And so you kind of know the answer. I kind of want to go. And history says, when do you buy? When you have the money. Now, that's what history says. So if you feel comfortable and you can get over the emotion, toss it in, you're going to be looking at a diversified portfolio generating income in retirement as well, not just pure growth. So I think I appreciate the question, but I think it really comes back to you. Are you comfortable? And what you told me by moving into fixed is you're not. You've already moved your TSP into fixed prior to retirement. So I think
right.
Dollar cost average for you is going to be better. Does that make sense?
That makes good sense. That's kind of what we were thinking. If I could, real quick, one more question. In my IRA, and I am retired, I have a pretty large position in dividend paying stocks that I almost consider as a fixed
sorry.
Income.
I'm sorry, you're not going to believe it, but we're out of time. I'm so sorry.